December 28th, the servant of God, Margaret Stadler, Virgin Second Order. It is well known that our Holy Father, St. Francis, had great devotion to the holy childhood of Jesus. He was the first who built a crib, such as we have it at Christmas. And with the approval of the Pope, he had the holy sacrifice of the Mass offered up before it. The childlike purity and simplicity of his soul, as well as his ardent love for the Word made flesh, drew him to this devotion, and many of his children followed his example. Of his followers, the members of the Second Order, the Poor Clares, whose spirit finds expression particularly in the virtues of holy childhood, are known for their tender devotion to the Divine Child. Among them, the servant of God, Margaret, distinguished herself in a special way. She lived in the convent at Seflingen, not far from Ulm in Swabia. One day, while she was absorbed in contemplating the lovableness of God, who came into this world as a child, hours passed without Margaret being aware of it. At the same time, she should have been at her duties in the kitchen. But while our divine Savior fed his spouse with heavenly sweetness, he wished also to provide for the bodily nourishment of her fellow sisters. For a singularly beautiful little boy was seen in the kitchen preparing the food, and when it was set before the sisters at mealtime, they declared that they had never tasted anything so delicious. But the wonderful little cook had vanished. From that time on, Margaret practiced even more faithfully the devotion to the child Jesus. Rich in heavenly merits, her life came to a close in the year 1521. On devotion to the Holy Infancy. Consider how Mother Church herself encourages us to honor the holy childhood of Jesus by the observance of Christmas and the ensuing season, which extends to the feast of the baptism of our Lord. We make the best of this observance if we frequently reflect upon the great love of our Savior in coming into this world as a little child, in living so many years in humble seclusion in order to win quiet and humble hearts for himself. How pleasing to our Lord the devotion to his holy childhood is, we learn from the fact that he has appeared to so many holy souls in the form of a child, as, for example, to Saint Anthony, to Saint Felix, to Saint Veronica Giuliani, and others. In the form of a child, too, he performed Margaret's place in the convent kitchen. Consider how the sentiments of love, innocence, and simplicity from which this devotion proceeded in the case of our Holy Father, St. Francis, will also increase in our hearts by means of this same devotion. What can a soul that has nothing in common with the world desire more earnestly than to be imbued with this innocent, childlike spirit so pleasing to God? Therefore, practice this devotion to the child Jesus, not only during the Christmas season, but throughout the year. For the sake of the dear child Jesus, take a cheerful interest in children, especially those who are poor and neglected. All true veneration calls for imitation as well. In the matter of devotion to the Holy Infancy, the point which parents and superiors should imitate consists in this: that, like Joseph and Mary, they exercise continual solicitude for those entrusted to their care. While children and subordinates should practice obedience and submission like the child Jesus, and all of whatever station should learn to be humble and modest. And if they have not remained children, by their innocence, let them make them amends for all their transgressions by sincere penance, and thus return to the innocence of childhood. For our Lord says, Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3. Prayer of the Church. O God, whose only begotten Son has appeared in the substance of our flesh, grant, we beseech thee, that by him in whom outwardly we recognize our likeness, we may deserve to be inwardly created anew, who with thee liveth and reigneth forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.